Well, it's another day. Different weather, different temperature, and different atmosphere here at the LIDAR. The sun is even trying to push through the thin layer of clouds, and it really has this wintry shine of a low sun creeping up here at the LIDAR behind the tree line, and it's just trying to push through, and it makes for, again, beautiful light and beautiful setting here. The water is still very, very cold, but also half of the pool is still frozen. A sheet of ice and a layer of quite thick ice covers half of the pool, and people have been trying to throw pieces of ice in and skid it along the surface of the water. There's loads of little ice blocks on top of the surface as well, which looks really lovely. It's as if there were little miniature icebergs here. But the whole atmosphere here has changed, really. Little heaps of snow that were gathered around the pool are gently disappearing. The water, is still kind of shimmery, which is nice. But the weather, the air temperature, is much warmer than the previous days, which means that the snow is kind of melting away. And I think during the night it even rained, which also makes the snow, the heaps of snow, kind of diminish and melt away. The only little dangerous thing is actually when it rains on top of sheets of ice, because that just kind of, because the ice is still very cold, it just forms more ice. So it can be quite tricky walking along some paths that haven't actually been gritted. But the LIDAR again kind of has a different atmosphere, and it's beautiful. When I arrived, Alison was swimming. You could only swim width at the deep end, and she said it is cold, and I'm not surprised. It must be still around about 1 or 2 degrees, which is very, very cold. And because we can only swim at the deep end, that means we got to walk down all the way to the sauna, which is quite a long walk. It's also kind of a long walk to the showers. But today also there's an event happening here at the LIDAR, which is an organized breakfast by Sue and Wendy and Gail and Nikki and Charlotte. And I think the theme of the day is porridge. The theme of the breakfast is porridge. And Sue told me already that Wendy has had a bit of a problem. I think she was trying to make some porridge at home in a slow cooker, and apparently it exploded and landed all over her kitchen floor. Which, is interesting. But I think it's time to get in before one can grant entry to the breakfast area. So everybody's got to do their bit before they actually have breakfast. And so will I. So I'm looking forward to getting in again.